And hello, friend.
The important points here are the wind-up of the hips and body, the extension of the left arm, and the cock of the wrist, indicated by the angle between the left arm and the shaft of the club.
Oh, my goodness. In your life have you seen anything like that?
This crowd has gone deathly silent. Cinderella story, out of nowhere, a former greenskeeper now about to become the Masters champion.
McConnell Buick GMC presents Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show.
And a big hello again, friends, and welcome to a chilly Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show presented by our friends at McConnell Automotive, the number one GMC dealer in the state of Alabama. Let them show you why they're number one when you're ready to purchase your next vehicle. Be sure and visit McConnellAutomotive.com. This is where we talk golf first, right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. I am Randy Bergen, as today we're broadcasting live from our McConnell Automotive Bridgestone Golf Studios. A sad note to start the show off. If you listened closely to the intro, you heard a voice that said, "And hello, friends." Well, that was the voice of George Scooter Burns, simply known as Scooter. He passed away last week at the age of 66 due to complications with pneumonia. Scooter was a mainstay along the Gulf Coast. He called many sports radio shows, and he could answer unbelievable trivia questions. As he often said, "Randy, I'm your Sunday brunch." And he always asked if I had a trivia question for him, and he would always say, just before hanging up the phone, "Randy, you owe me a pizza," which I gladly bought him a ton of pizza. Scooter's passing leaves a deep hole in the hearts of many of us along the Gulf Coast. And I will, as a tribute to this wonderful friend, always open my show with Scooter's voice. And hello, friends. Scooter, we love you. We'll miss you. But we know you're in heaven. You're probably having a trivia square off right now with the big man himself. So rest in peace, my brother. Rest in peace. Certainly want to mention the passing also of the 1968 Masters champion and 11-time Tour winner Bob Golby died at the age of 92. So a little bit of sad news to start us out this morning, but we will get past that and just kind of some tough times for a lot of us right now. Hey, all right, a big show lined up for you today. Let me go ahead and set the table. Today on our Jason Young State Farm Insurance Guest Line, coming up in just a few moments, we'll have David Musial, the professor for Golf for Dummies. He's coming up in just seconds. In the next segment, Joel Claypool, the territory manager for Alabama North Mississippi for Strixon and Cleveland. He'll be on to talk about Strixon clubs and maybe why you should consider Strixon when you're ready to purchase some new golf equipment. At the bottom of the hour, the director of golf at Quail Creek Golf Course in Fairhope, Alabama, will be on with us, sweet swinging Bobby Hall from Orlando, Florida, as he is one of the rules officials for the celebrity side of the Hilton Grand Vacation Tournament of Champions being played at Lake Nona. This is the first event on the LPGA Tour where 29 LPGA champions are there competing. Bobby will get us caught up on the happenings there in Lake Nona. And then in our last segment, Dennis Hayford, the FCA director for South Alabama, will be on to talk about a big rally coming up for the Senior Bowl, and we'll talk about the FCA Spring Golf Classic that you'll certainly want to be a part of as well. And with time permitting, I'll get you caught up on the official World Golf Rankings along with the professional tours. And at the end of the show, a special story about Scooter, Coach Rick Cleland, and myself. You won't want to miss this story. A really, really neat story for sure. So much to wrap up in just 1 hour, so don't blink your eyes or touch that dial because it will go by extremely fast. Now, it is time for our Golf for Dummies with David Musial and his tip. The theme song comes from 1977, a tribute to the late Meatloaf, who just passed away also, and 2 out of 3 ain't bad. All right, now David Musial and Golf for Dummies. Take it away, Dave.
All right, we all know that golf is not a game of perfect, but we all want to improve on our percentages and become a better player. We've got a couple simple putting drills for you today that I think will help the average golfer identify where he or she is weak. Go to the practice putting green, take 3 balls, get about 15 feet from the hole, and place some tees in a half circle around the hole to confirm about a 3-foot radius around the cup. Try to putt 2 out of those 3 balls in the zone. After we can successfully do that, get two out of three, let's move back to about 25 feet. Try to do the same thing. Try to get two out of three in this zone and then move it back as far as 35 feet and try again. If you can move through this drill fairly quickly, you have pretty good putting touch and feel. If you can't, then you need to continue this drill until you can. Another good drill is to place a tee just short of 6 feet from the cup and putt till we can successfully make two out of three from that distance. The best in the world don't make all of these, but if they make two out of three, they'll beat a lot of players. Former PGA Tour player Bruce Litsky once said, out of three shots, if I can hit two good ones and the third one just stays between the trees, I can win a lot of money out here. I guess two out of three ain't bad. I am David Musial, and that was Golf for Dummies.
David, I got to tell you, another one. That was outstanding right there. Two out of three. Ain't bad. The late meatloaf. No doubt about it. David, real quick, we got you for just a minute or two.
5 minutes, you got good putting touch.
Yeah, there you go. And, I mean, that's something we need to all work on, you know, as we get into this 2022 season. And there are guys out there right now playing golf that are listening to us. And the big tip is if you want to improve and lower those scores, putting is a way you can do that. If you can stay away from the three putts, okay, you know better than anybody, that is the way you can lower those scores.
Absolutely. Become a better lag putter, get those first putts closer, and we can get down in two or less. And, you know, we want to encourage everybody out there to spend a lot of time on the golf game this year to improve your stroke average.
Yeah, no doubt about it, for sure. I just want to mention real quick, there's some golf going on. Obviously, we're going to get you caught up on the professional leaderboards coming up here in just a few moments. But, you know, varsity golf is only just 4 weeks away, with the first event being hosted by UMS Wright. The David Miller Memorial is going to happen on February the 21st through the 22nd, two-day event at Lakewood. And, of course, the Jimmy Green Summer Tour cranks up soon. You can go to jimmygreentour.com. Always great. And, Dave, I know you will get your juniors cranked up here pretty soon as well. When do you start your junior sessions, and how do folks get in touch with you about that?
Well, I appreciate it, Randy. That we just have really grown our junior golf program and our junior league at Glen Lakes. So right now we have an open registration for our spring junior league. That will begin the first week in March, and we're taking the first 40 juniors. It's $110 for the program. That's boys and girls, ages 8 to 17, and we've just seen a lot of good players come out of our program and just really excited to get your junior involved in the great game of golf. So let us know at Glen Lakes if we can help you.
Well, there's no question about that, for sure. And I guess, David, in the final 60 seconds that we have with you, let me turn real quick and talk a little football. We always have to do that with you, as we're visiting with David Musial, the general manager at Glen Lakes Golf Club in Foley. Have you been watching any of the NFL? Did you watch the games yesterday?
So much excitement, and how quickly that Joe Burrow has turned around the Cincinnati Bengals. And watching that game last night with the Green Bay Packers and the 49ers, that was old-school football. And to think that a team like the 49ers could never score an offensive touchdown and win that game, one thing I want to note is how good that these professional kickers are, that they can, in the cold weather and in the snow, and kick 45 and 50-yarders, that it's just you know, really see that part of the game excelling. But and a quick shout out to Scooter, and a tribute to Scooter, that his favorite football player was Tom Brady. So I want us all to vote for Tom Brady this afternoon.
And that you fell right into that, because, and that's a story that I'm going to tell a little bit later on today, and it involves a Tom Brady jersey. It involves Scooter for sure, and Coach Rick Cleveland and myself several years ago, and it'll be a story you won't want to miss. I'll tell you, might even there'll be a little laughter in it for sure, maybe a little tear as well. So it'll be interesting. Hopefully, we'll have time to talk about that before the end of the show. But yeah, a lot of good football going on. I am happy to see golf going on. Bobby Hall, who will be on with us at the bottom of the hour, is down in Orlando at Lake Nona for the Hilton Grand Vacation Tournament of Champions, the first event on the LPGA. Locally, a guy that we get to play golf with. We watch him play third base for the Minnesota Twins. Josh Donaldson is playing in it, as he has for the last several years. His caddy happens to be one Robert Palmer, who is down there. And Robert and I were going back and forth with text yesterday. So, yeah, Robert, one of the premier senior amateurs in the area.
Well, that's super. Robert's one of the best players in our area here. And what a great event. And it's just an honor, you know, to have Bobby to be a rules official in the tournament that kind of stature and representing as well.
David, as always, man, thank you for taking time to be with us. We appreciate you being on. And folks, I would encourage you, you want to go play a good round, go play a great golf course. Set up your tee time with David at 251-955-1220. 955-1220. Set it up.
Hi, this is Roger Maltby from NBC Sports. You're listening to Randy Bergen on Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show.
And welcome back to Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. I'm Randy Bergen. Glad to have you on board with us as we've got a very special guest on our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line. Good friend of ours, Joel Claypool. He is the territory manager for Alabama and North Mississippi for a great company called Strixon and Cleveland. Joel, welcome to the show, my friend.
Thanks, Randy. Appreciate you having me.
You know, it's been a little while since we've had you on, and a lot of things are going on. First off, it's good to see golf back on TV. Glad to have the professional tours back out. Of course, the PGA now back from Hawaii. They're in California. La Quinta, beautiful, beautiful golf course there. I've had the opportunity to play there on several occasions. But it's good to see these guys back out and playing. And I think everybody's kind of beginning to say, okay, let's start knocking the rust off these clubs. Or, hey, sweetheart, I need to go buy some new clubs. As folks start looking at maybe purchasing new clubs, Joel, Strixon is one you got to put on your list, because we're beginning to see, and I know that you're beginning to see, a lot of folks really get into Strixon. We got the first major coming up here in April, and as a matter of fact, coincidentally, the defending Masters champion, Hideki Matsuyama, he's hitting Strixon. And one of the things that you really notice with him is his accuracy. Not only with his irons, but with his drivers as well. And that's one of the things I want to start out with, is talking about the drivers, the ZX5 and the ZX7. What's kind of the difference between the two?
Yeah, so we have the ZX5 and the ZX7. The ZX5 is going to be a more spinning driver than the ZX7. ZX7 is a lower spinning driver. The ZX5 is a more forgiving driver than the ZX7. They're both 460cc, but that ZX7 has a deeper face on it and has adjustable weight on the heel and the toe, where the ZX5 has that weight set all the way to the back of the driver. So that's kind of really the big difference between the two there.
So you're a little less spinny with the 7 than you are the 5. So for you guys that are really hitting those big spins, you would probably want to look at a 7 for sure, which is probably going to be more where I would be a 7. But either of those, great looking drivers, and certainly perform very well. When we turn and look at some of the irons, again, you got the ZX4 irons, you've got the 7s and the 5s there. Talk a little bit about the difference between those two, or those three types of irons, the 4, the 7, and the 5.
Yeah, so when you go more to less forgiving, you would go ZX4, ZX5, ZX7. Your ZX4 is going to be more of your game improvement iron. It's got a good top line to it, but it's got a wider sole on it, and it's also hollow. So that's going to be for the guy that's looking for basically max forgiveness. Then we bump up to the ZX5 iron, where that's going to be a mix between that ZX4 and then the ZX7 that I'm getting ready to talk about. So it's got a nice perimeter weighting to it. It's a three-piece forged club and low center of gravity. It's going to be more forgiving than the ZX7. So now the ZX7, it's a one-piece forged club. It's one of our tour clubs. Majority of our tour staff uses that ZX7 iron. It's just a solid one-piece forged club that they know it's going to go the same distance every single time.
Which is pretty doggone important for those guys, wouldn't you agree?
It is, and that's why you see a lot of the guys, wanting to play the Strixon irons, and especially wanting to play the ZX7s, because, you know, I've had a couple of people say it best, where they just say, Joel, this is a one-piece force club. I know where it's going to go every single time. And that's what the guys are looking for these days.
Visiting Joel Claypool, territory manager for Alabama and North Mississippi with Strickland and Cleland. And would you say the five then, if we were looking at handicaps and these guys and even gals that are getting ready to go out and buy some new equipment, if you were to break it down into a handicap, or can we do that, and say the four is probably going to be more for a higher handicap, a ZX5, the iron would be more for a middle range handicap, and then your better golfers are going to go with a seven, maybe your single digit handicappers go with a seven?
That's correct, Randy. The other good thing about the Strickland irons, the fours, the fives, and the sevens, they all can be comboed as well.
Oh, wow.
So I've had plenty of guys that might want, you know, kind of a more game improvement club, say like the ZX4s on their 4-iron, 5-iron, 6-iron, and then maybe they want to play the ZX5s and, you know, 7-8-9 pitch.
Mm.
And same thing goes for the ZX5, ZX7. You can combo them. If you wanted to, you could do a triple combo.
Now that would be interesting. That would be interesting because I don't know that anybody else is doing anything like that. And obviously, again, depending on what your skill level is, but that could really be a game changer for a lot of folks, because maybe the lower clubs, maybe your three, four, and five irons, you might want to use that four or five. And as you get closer to the wedge, maybe bump up to the seven, because you're going to want that, certainly that accuracy, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. I see it a lot. I see a 4, 5, 6, and, you know, the ZX4 or ZX5, and then I'll see 7, 8, 9 pitch in that ZX5 or ZX7. Nice combo set. Plus, you know, we're able to really match up those tolerances and match up those lofts, too, from the factory.
That is really, really good stuff right there. Visiting Joel Claypool, Territory Manager for Strickland for Alabama North Mississippi, right here on our Jason Young Stud Farm Insurance Guest Line. One of the things, let me mention real quick as we continue to talk about clubs, your fairway woods and your hybrids. Talk just a few moments about those and how really, first off, good looking they are. And I think for a lot of golfers, when you're standing over that club, looking down at it, you really want it to look good. I think gives you a certain sense of confidence. And then, of course, the more confidence we have, the better we swing the club and hit the ball, correct?
That's correct. Yeah, what you'll see in the ZX Fairway Woods, we offer it in a 13.5, a 15, and we also offer it in the 7 wood as well. But the one thing I've noticed, and a lot of the golfers will tell me with it, is they get that confidence back in the fairway woods with the Strickland because of the way it sets up. It sets up a little bit open to the eye. Plus, where we have that center gravity tucked all the way back in the fairway woods, you're able to get the ball airborne and give you a nice trajectory on it as well. And then on the hybrids, you know, a lot of times, you know, people always kind of steer away from maybe the hybrids because they have a tendency to draw the ball or hook the ball sometimes. But I tell you what, with these hybrids that we have, well, we got them in a 2, a 3, a 4, a 5, and a 6 now.
Oh.
They set up a little bit flat too, and they have the tendency to go more right on you than left, like the traditional hybrids.
Wow, interesting. Well, certainly worthy of checking out for sure. Joel, got you for another 60 seconds or so. You were mentioning a few moments ago before we came on, you got a new wedge out by Cleveland. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, we got a new cavity back wedge that just came out recently. You know, our RTX Zip Core is carrying over from last year. That is that Colt 588 wedge that we've done for years and years. But we got a family of wedges now. This is the third generation CBX. It's called the CBX Zip Core wedge. Just came out. And it is designed for golfers who play cavity back irons.
That sounds really, really interesting. Very interesting. Now, if folks that are interested in looking at the Strickland, purchasing the Strickland, you pretty much get them just about anywhere. Obviously, your big box stores and some green grass locations as well.
Yes, that's correct. Also, everyone, please go to either Strixon.com or Cleveland.com. You'll see a fitting tab on there, and you'll be able to see where there's going to be any events in your area. And I know that I recently updated that, so you'll see some events coming up in January, February, and March that you can come out and try all this product.
Wow, that'll be really, really good. And as a matter, yeah, do check it out. I'm on here right now, looking at it and trying to pull up Alabama. But hey, I encourage you. Anytime you go to a demo day, you go do it, because it's certainly worth doing that. Now, when you have the demo days, do you do those, or do you participate in those, or do you have someone else coming out to do those?
Yeah, I'll be there for the demo days. You know, I've been fitting for years. We're out there with our track man. We got iron heads and different shafts for people to try. We'll put you on the track man, compare apples and apples, and we'll tell you what works best for you.
That'll be great. And so go on to Strixon.com and check out fitting to see when one is coming nearby. And hopefully we can get you back on here. I'd love to be out on the demo on the range with you when you're doing one of those, for sure. Hey, Joel, our time always goes by fast, brother. It goes by too fast. Got to get you back on here. And I appreciate you taking time to be with us, my man.
Yeah, thanks, Randy. I really appreciate it.
There you go. Joel Claypool with Strixon Cleveland. Great guy. Great product. Do check him out. And by the way, if you're looking for one of those demo days, coming up on January the 31st, he is going to be out at Spring Hill College Golf Course. That's in Mobile. They will have the demo day beginning at 12 o'clock, going from 12 to 4:30. You can check it out there. They'll also be back in Mobile on February the 18th at Heron Lakes. And in the Auburn Opelika area, they'll be up there February the 26th at the Robert Trent Jones Golf Trail and Grand National Golf Club. That will begin at 9 o'clock, goes from 9 until 2. And then back down in the Fairhope area, they'll be at Quail Creek Golf Course. That will be from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. So you'll definitely want to check those out. But Strixon, man, I'll tell you, you're seeing a lot of folks right now beginning to hit that Strixon, not just the golf ball, but hitting their clubs as well. So do check it out. Should be interesting. I know I'm going to be out there on those for sure, because we're about to make a change ourselves with some golf clubs, and Strixon may be the way that we go. All right, hey, look, we're going to take a quick timeout. When we come back, come on, guys, let's head down to Orlando. Bobby Hall is there. He's at the Hilton Grand Vacation Tournament of Champions. They're on right now. He's going to tell us all about what's going on, so don't touch that dial. You've got to tune in to Southern Fairways Golf Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network.
It's time for your leaderboard update, brought to you by Bridgestone Golf and by the GCGA Tour.
And we thank you, Boone, for that intro. The Korn Ferry Tour just started today in the Bahamas for the Bahama Great Abaco Classic with a Wednesday finish. Leading the way right now, let's see, it's Dawson Armstrong. He's at 7-under. By the way, Mobile's Robbie Shelton is -1. Through 12 holes right now, through 16 holes, he's -1. Belgium's Thomas Peterson slips by at 10-under to get the win at the Abu Dhabi HSBC Championship. That is the 29-year-old's seventh professional victory. The only American to make the cut, Colin Morikawa, had a T62 finish with a +5. The PGA Champions Tour playing the Mitsubishi Electric Championship. They are in Hawaii. They have had a Saturday finish in a two-hole playoff. Miguel Angel Jimenez defeats Stephen Alker. That is Jimenez's 39th professional victory. The PGA Tour wraps up today for the American Express. Paul Barjon and Lee Hodges sit atop the leaderboard by one at 18-under. And the LPGA is in Orlando. Guess who's coming up next? Bobby Hall. He's going to tell us all about what's going on down there. And a reminder for you, the GCGA Tour cranks back up February the 12th and 13th for the two-man, two-day, two-course tournament. Go to GCGATour.com for more information. Come on, play with us. It's GCGATour.com. That is your leaderboard update, brought to you by Bridgestone Golf and the GCGA Tour. All right, let's head down south and talk with our good friend, Sweet Swinging Bobby Hall. He is the director of golf at Quail Creek in Fairhope, but he is in Orlando this week for the Hilton Grand Vacation Tournament of Champions, the first event on the LPGA Tour. And, Bobby, I know you're having fun down there. The weather seems like it has been great. Yesterday was a little wet, a little chilly, and it looks by what I'm watching right now, it's still chilly down there.
Yes, you said let's go down south to Orlando. Well, I feel like I'm in Michigan. It is chilly out here. It is cold. I know we've had some horrible weather this week in Mobile. Fortunate to be down here where it has been a little bit warmer. But the last 2 days, it has been, as we say, raw. It was raining yesterday, misting pretty hard, and we were out in the weather. They never suspended play. Everybody had to bundle up and play through it. And I tell you, I have a lot more respect. I always had a lot of respect for the LPGA, but they just get out and don't let it bother them. They get out in these bad weather conditions, plus the athletes and the celebrities just had to kind of grind through it, and they all still seem to, you know, perform pretty well. So, but I am having a nice time. Thank you for calling. I'm sitting out here on the seventh hole right now doing some rulings, and it's been pretty quiet today. But we do have just a great leaderboard. If everybody's listening, the great, one of the best lady players ever, Annika, is in the lead on the celebrity side. And then you have Gabby Lopez, a previous winner for the LPGA, playing right there with Nelly Korda today. So that's going to be a really, really fun to watch. Our friend Marty Fish and Derek Lower battling out there for first and second on the celebrity side right behind Annika. So tune in today. It's on NBC, and I think you'll have a fun time watching these guys. Brian Urlacher, Larry the Cable Guy, Brian Bumgardner are all here. So we are having a lot of fun with them.
Yeah, I know you are for sure. And to kind of get you caught up real quick, Gabby Lopez leads the LPGA side of this. She's at 14 under, one stroke better than Danielle Kang. Brooke Henderson at 12 under. So is Nelly Korda. Now, one of the things real quick, if you remember last year, Jessica Korda got the win. Her and Danielle Kang went into that playoff, and Jessica got the win. Nelly trying to get the win this year. She's got a little work to do, two behind Gabby Lopez right now. So it's always fun to watch these women. And we have said this more than one time, Bobby, for an average golfer, if you really want to watch and learn how to hit a golf ball, go watch these women, because they certainly get more power out of their swing than I think guys do, pound for pound. But if you have an opportunity to watch these women today, do that for sure. Lake Nona, it seems, Bobby, this is the first time playing that event there. It's always been, for the past couple of years, has been at Tranquillo there in Orlando. Well, tell us a little bit about Lake Nona. How neat is the golf course?
Oh, it is magnificent. The approach areas are just great. They have this grass called Grand Tiff Eagle, and it's an approach. It's not on the greens, and it's just a really neat grass that makes the approaches in there. You have a really tight lie instead of having the 419 that we're used to playing in most southern golf courses. It's really neat. But I tell you, if you miss the green down here with the ryegrass, the way it's put in for the rough and the undulations that are in the green, boy, it can be spooky. And I think a lot of the celebrities are struggling with that. The greens are rolling at 12. And you get a sideways on a green out here and have to hit a flop shot, it can get away from you real quick. But tee to green, it's immaculate. Hilton Grand Vacations purchased Diamond Resorts timeshare, and now they're the sponsor for it. So they had to move it from Tranquilo, which was under another vacation resort. So the players here and the people that live here at Lake Nona were fortunate enough to say, yes, we'll take the event at short notice. And so here we are. I believe that Millthorpe and the LPGA have all signed a 3-year contract with Lake Nona to have it here the next 2 years. So sweet place, very, very nice. I've been able to talk to Annika a little bit. She lives here, and she's not only a champion but a great person. So Lake Nona is special. If you ever get the opportunity to step foot inside the grounds, it's well worth your visit.
Yeah, and I'm sure it really is. Visiting with Bobby Hall, Director of Golf at Quail Creek. He is down in Orlando at Lake Nona for the Hilton Grand Vacations Tournament of Champions, as he has been doing this for a number of years with Mike Millthorpe and John Drago. Drago, of course, was on the show with us last week. He is the Tournament Director for the AT&T Byron Nelson. Chris Cookson down there. And y'all handle the rules side of it for the celebrities. And let me just kind of mention, you said Derek Lowe a few moments ago. Derek right now looks like he is going back into first place. Annika is in second place, according to the leaderboard that we have right now. Our good friend Sterling Sharp, former South Carolina Gamecock and former wide receiver with the Green Bay Packers, of course, whenever Brett Favre was there, looks like he's playing pretty good. He has moved up to third place. Mark Mulder is in fourth. Marty Fish, who has won this many times, is a T5 with a guy that I didn't know would ever come back. Jeremy Roenick is playing there, so hopefully he's behaving himself. And how about Chad Pfeiffer? and Josh Donaldson. We talked about Josh. Josh lives right here in Daphne, plays third base for the Minnesota Twins. And our good friend Robert Palmer is his caddy right now. So have you had an opportunity to talk with him?
Yeah, we talked to Robert, talked to both of them on the range today, and they're having a big time and a lot of fun to hang around Josh. He's a character now. Yeah, Roenick's back, and he's playing very well. You said Derek Lowe. He was a little bit of a surprise. Now, Derek's played real well in Lake Tahoe and also here, but he's really nervous. He told us yesterday, he said, "I don't like being in this position," but he's holding his own out there. So it is a lot of fun between the celebrities. One thing to kind of clarify on the Stapleford, though, if you're out two or three or four or five holes out in front of the people that are behind you, you're going to have a few more points. So that person back there in the back, Annika and Derek Lowe, Marty Fish, you'll see them jump up the leaderboard. So it's going to be fun to watch. I hope you'll tune in and listen.
And if you're not familiar with Derek Lowe, Derek is a great guy. He is just a very neat guy to hang out with. Of course, professional baseball pitcher, retired. He played with, I think he played with Boston. He played with Seattle, the Dodgers. I think he played with Atlanta for a little bit as well, and the Yankees. Just a great guy. Certainly his golf game is really doing extremely well. But as I was going through the leaderboard, there was a name that popped up. And by the way, it's great to see Alfonso in here. I didn't think Alfonso was going to be out there. But Tim Wakefield, a good friend of yours, he's out there. Joe Carter, all right. Joe Carter, if I remember, Joe Carter just a couple of years ago, it was his first time there at Tranquillo. And, Bobby, I don't know whether he was nervous or what, but just didn't perform like you would think. But it looks like he's kind of moving up the leaderboard just a little bit and playing well.
He is. He's playing very well. Yeah, it's nice to see when we're looking at the game ahead of the week, you know, who's going to play well, who's here, who do you pair with so-and-so. You want them kind of playing equally. Joe Carter has really, you know, impressed a lot of people. He's held his own very, very well. Just like talking about Roenick, Brian McCann's playing extremely well. Mark Mulder's about where he usually is, right in there in the top five, top six. So if these guys can play. Tom Glavine has outplayed Maddox and almost caught Smoltz one day on the daily sheet. He had a good run. He's had several good rounds. So when you get the three Atlanta Braves pitchers in there, they're always battling against each other.
Yeah, there's no question about it. We're visiting with Bobby Hall, director of golf at Quail Creek in Fairhope down in Orlando, Lake Nona, for the Hilton Grand Vacations Tournament of Champions. As I'm going through this board real quick again, talking more from the celebrity standpoint, at the bottom of the list, one Lee Bryce, and he is just outplaying just by a little bit, I think by 6 or 7 points right now, is the crazy guy, Larry the Cable Guy, who's going to be in Biloxi. And we're going to go see him for sure. But he's quite the character. His game had picked up a little bit. Now, he's a lefty, and his game has picked up a little bit, but it doesn't look like it's showing too much this week.
No, not this week. He played pretty well last year at Tranquillo, and he played pretty well at Lake Tahoe. But you just never know who's going to show up when Larry's out there. It's real interesting that Colt Ford and Larry and Lee Bryce and a lot of the country western folks that perform out here and entertain the people. They get together and have such a big time, and they're just—it's like old home week and old buddy week, alumni week. They enjoy being around each other, and they're impressed with each other. And you see the great Annika Sorenstam going over there telling a few jokes with Larry the Cable Guy before they play, and they just have a lot of fun. And watch it on TV today; you'll enjoy it.
Yeah. You can certainly do that. I know we're going to let you go here in just a second. Again, I'm going through this list here. Marcus Allen, who's been on the show with us and just a cool dude. He's not performed too well this week. He's let Michael Waltrip, of all people, Michael Waltrip, beat him right now.
Marcus, I'm right here on number 7, and Marcus is about to hit his approach shot in the number 7 right now. but he's extremely, extremely nice person. We love Marcus Allen. We, you know, he's been good friends with you and me through many years, and just an outstanding person. He lives in Atlanta now. You know, he used to live in the L.A. area, but he's moved his family to Atlanta and lives there and loves the South.
Yeah, there's no question. He is a cool dude. I mean, yeah, and I told him last time he was on, I said, listen, he is all those cats out there, they dress pretty well, but he is probably the best dressed celebrity out there, Marcus Allen. He from top to bottom, just outstanding. And of course, you can't forget the crazy man Carlton. Alfonso Ribeiro lost his he takes this game pretty serious, dude. He takes it pretty serious.
He works at the range really well. He stays in practice and works on his game. Had a nice ruling with Alfonso in the grandstands, and he's on not the first deck but the second deck of the big grandstands there, right 18 yesterday. I get a call for a ruling. I said, "What are you doing up there?" He said, "Bobby, it hit the cart path and bounced way up here. Where do I go?" and we got him back into play. But he's a character, and he's also a gentleman, and just a lot of fun to hang around.
There is no doubt. Hey, Bobby, look, man, thanks for taking time to be with us. Tell all our friends down there hello, and tell Josh, you know, we're wishing him best as well. And congrats to Millthorpe and all of y'all for being there at Lake Nona. I know it's a wonderful time. You're having a great time. So tell our buddies hello
for us,
all right?
I know they appreciate you having us on there promoting it, and I hope the weather improves for all of us, not only down here but there in the Mobile area. And just look forward to getting back home and getting back out on the golf course. So when I get back, let's play a little.
There you go. We'll do it for sure. Bobby Hall, Director of Golf at Quail Creek Golf Course in Fairhope. Be sure and set up a tee time with Quail Creek. Go see Bobby, a wonderful, wonderful guy. All right, we're going to take a quick time out. When we come back, we're going to talk with the FCA Director for South Alabama, Dennis Hayford. He will be on our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line coming up next right here on Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show.
Subtle hello, Tiger began an amazing and unthinkable career.
I've done it for 20 years now with Bridgestone. It allows me to play an aggressive style around the greens, and it's allowed me to win a lot of tournaments.
Bridgestone Golf, proud to be part of your journey.
That's some good stuff right there. A little Jerry Rafferty from 1978 Baker Street. Boy, that takes you back a couple of years. Hey, welcome back to Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. I'm Randy Bergen, and glad to have you on board with us. And I'll tell you, here is a guy, one of my favorite people in the world. He is the FCA Area Director for South Alabama. Dennis Hayford is on our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line. Dennis, my man, how are you doing, brother?
Doing fine on this bitter cold day, and happy to be on your show, my friend.
Well, listen, it's always good. We don't have you on enough. We've got the contract. We've got to rework that contract. It's not working too well.
Let's do it, man. I'm a hard negotiator.
Yes, you are. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Hey, look, you have got some really neat things going on with the FCA. You do such good work in South Alabama, not only just for the high schools but for the colleges around, and you've got something coming up on Wednesday, February the 2nd. It's the FCA Chick-fil-A Senior Bowl Student Rally. Tell us all about this. You have so much fun with this, and it is so much fun to go to.
Yeah, thank you, Randy. Really thankful for Jim Nagy, the executive director of the Senior Bowl, for the partnership. We've had a 40-plus year partnership with them, and the Lord has just really done some great things over those 40 years. It's an opportunity that Mobile, the Mobile area has that's really special, because the NFL descends on Mobile for an entire week. The best football players in the world come here, and FCA gets to be a part of that. We get to give a Bible to every player who comes, and we invite the players to come to our student rally, which is held in the Civic Center Theater this year. We've moved over from the Convention Center to the Civic Center Theater, so everybody gets a padded chair. That'll be nice.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's right. So, and then we invite students and coaches and athletes and parents to come to this student rally Wednesday night, February 2nd. And our event is an amazing night. We'll have a live band. The Three Circle Band is amazing. We'll feed everybody Chick-fil-A. That's a lot of fun. And then I will interview four or five of the players who are men of faith, and we'll talk about faith in football. So it's really neat to kind of hear the behind-the-scenes stories from some of the players that have earned the right to come in the Senior Bowl.
You know, Dennis, and we're visiting with Dennis Hayford, the FCA Area Director for South Alabama. And Dennis, you've always had some great guests. And I know you like to kind of keep that secret, so I'm not going to blow who the guest is going to be. But in the past, just to kind of let all you folks know what kind of speakers Dennis has set up, in the past you had Jalen Hurts, former University of Alabama quarterback, went to Oklahoma, and now with the Philadelphia Eagles. You have Kirk Cousins with the Minnesota Vikings. Carson Wentz with Indianapolis has been with you. You've had some great guys that have come in and shared their testimony of faith. And listen, this is not just 100 or 200 students either. This is thousands of students. So the way you coordinate this and the logistics that y'all have put together is absolutely outstanding. And folks, I would encourage, you have a student, you've got to send them to this on Wednesday night, February the 2nd. And it begins, I believe, doesn't it begin, you say, at 6:30 or 6 o'clock? The doors open, right?
Doors open at 6. So, you can come in. Our program will start at 6:30. We'll feed you Chick-fil-A. We expect 2,000. Sometimes we've had as many as 3,000. It's just a great night for a family to come and get a little different take on the Senior Bowl and their players. And as you mentioned, man, it's just been cool to see some of the guys that we've interviewed go on and really do well at the next level. So it kind of gives you some guys to root for, if you will.
And it really does. There is no question about it. You know, one of the things too, Dennis, and I would be remiss if I didn't mention this, is it takes a lot to put this together, and it takes sponsorships to put this together. And certainly you have some sponsorship levels available for folks if they're interested in doing something like that. How would they, two questions here, for folks that want to get registered or they want to sign up to be a part of this, how do they do that? And then number two, if someone that's listening to us says, hey, I want to be a sponsor as well, I want to support this, how do they do it?
Yeah, thank you, Randy. You go to our website, southalabamafca.org. southalabamafca.org. If you're a generous business person and you want to sponsor, we'll have entire football teams come to this. And it's wonderful for me to be able to tell a coach, you know, hey, coach, so-and-so business sponsored us, so I'm able to give all of your kids free tickets. So you can be become a sponsor there. You can, as a church group or a sports team, and sign up as a group. We have group registration there online. If you're an individual and you just want a ticket or two, maybe it's a father and a son or a mother and a daughter, you can go to a local Chick-fil-A in Mobile and Baldwin County, and you can pick up just two or three tickets there. Tickets are $5, and that includes your meal. So really a great evening for $5.
That's a really a doggone good evening. There's no question about it. Visiting with FCA, Area Director for South Alabama, my good friend Dennis Hafer. Dennis, before we let you go, listen, we got to talk just a little bit of golf. Now, we're a little ways from it, but there's something that always happens in the spring. And a golf event that is absolutely one of the most fun things to do. If you've not participated in the FCA Spring Golf Classic, it is a ton of fun. It is a qualifying tournament. And but more importantly, the fellowship that you have with this is outstanding. You mentioned Jim Nagy a few moments ago, the executive director for the Senior Bowl. I had the opportunity, as you know, to play with him, to play with Coach Tommy Bowden and Coach Tommy's son-in-law, Lance, who we've become pretty good friends. It is an opportunity to really meet some neat folks, to go out and play some wonderful golf and just have some good fellowship. And all for a good cause.
Yeah, that's right. It's a big fundraiser for us. So we've had, Randy, you're on our golf committee, so you know a few years back we were struggling to have 12, 15 teams, and now it sells out every year. And I think it's just, you know, like you said, it's fun. It's a great format. There's a little competitive edge there. Because the top four net teams and the top four gross teams get to go on and compete in our state tournament, which is held every fall at Farm Links in Sylacauga. So there's a great meal involved, and so it's a great way to spend the day. We have a morning flight, an afternoon flight, and great competitive tournament, lots of fun for golfers of any skill level.
There is absolutely no question about it. Guys and gals, I'm just telling you, a lot of fun. Dennis and his whole staff do a great job with the FC in South Alabama, and we encourage you to go to their website, southalabamafca.org, for more information. If you'd like to be a participant in the Spring Golf Classic that's going to be coming up, or right soon, obviously, is the FCA Chick-fil-A Senior Bowl Student Rally. That happens February the 2nd, a Wednesday, beginning at 6 o'clock. The doors will open, event starting at 6:30. Go check it out for sure and be a part of it. Dennis, our time always goes by so fast. And let me just say, best motivator in the world right here, Dennis Hafford. It ain't about me. It's about we. So.
I wish I could say that originated with me, but I'm sure I borrowed it from somebody. But thanks for having me, Randy. It's always a pleasure to be on with you.
All right. Thank you so much, Dennis. There you go, Dennis Hafford. Just a great guy. And be sure and check out that rally that will happen on February the 2nd. Beginning at 6 o'clock, they'll open the doors for the Senior Bowl Rally and, of course, the Spring Golf Classic. Boy, I'll tell you, our time is going by so fast. I want to tell you the story real quick of Scooter and Coach Rick Cleveland myself. But let me go to the phone lines real quick. Tiger Mike, you only got 30 seconds, brother. Go.
No, man, I'm just saying January is the best time to watch golf because it's in the evening out in Hawaii. It's the best time to watch golf after you're eating dinner.
There is no question about that for sure. We're looking forward to a whole lot more golf. Thanks, Tiger Mike. Appreciate you calling in. We'll be talking with you real soon. Guys, I want to share this story with you about Scooter. It looks like it may have to wait until next week because we are completely out of time. I want to thank all of you for tuning in and our guests. Until next week, I'm Randy Bergen. Have a great day. Remember, hit a knee. Say a prayer. God bless America. Till next week. Bye-bye, everybody.